Hey, this is Mo. I'm the writer and creator of the upcoming web series, Life of Burn. And you're listening to the Hip Hop Digest Show.
Buddy, you said that you don't like country music, so. And you have some definite feelings about musical tastes.
Absolutely. I think that it's about time that this country grew up in this musical taste, rather than making the giant step backwards that country music is doing. We try very hard to do things like the moon landing, and our new cars and fashions and everything, all a step forward. And country music is a giant step backwards. It's so simple that anybody can sing it, anybody can do it, anybody can play it on one string. Right on. But I think it's about time that we learn that there has to be a higher degree of musical intelligence, and that we have to start listening to better things rather than the simple things.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ Ken Killer.
And forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, this is E Green. What's up, my brothers? Here we are.
Man, no wiggling this week.
No wiggling. I got you good last week.
Yeah, that nigga was wilding off the start of the show last week. It was like, what the fuck? We both looking at him like, is he going to say something?
Those faces were priceless, yo. Is he drunk off of Henny and Skunk?
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. But not, no doubt. So here we are at the end of the show going into 19. And this, you know, this is, I would say, most editions or special editions of Hip Hop Digest. But of course, you know, this really is because this is the Hip Hop Digest top 10 albums from each of us of the year. But before we get into that, we're going to do a sort of small topic, if you will, if you anything can be small, of this year's sort of retrospective, one, maybe two topics that were big for you during the year. Obviously, I'm sure everybody knows which one mine is going to be, but it could be the same for y'all too. So Swerve, think about 18. Is there anything out there that sort of that you want to bring in to remember 18 by?
Well, I think that 2018 should be remembered for being an incredible year for hip hop music. And you know what I mean when I say that. I'm not talking about the commercially released rap records. I'm talking about hip hop itself. This year provided so much music that it was making my head spin to have to go through my top 10, actually. And that's the biggest thing for me.
Okay. G, what's good?
I can piggyback off of what you said, plus add my own shit. Definitely was a crazy year this year because I had like 45 joints in there. That's no bullshit. I had 45 albums in there because through the year, all throughout the year, I'll just take them and I have a folder on the desktop. I'll tell you, oh, I like this album, and I'll throw it in the folder. Oh, I like this album, I'll throw it in the folder. And then at the end of the year, I had like 45 joints in there, and I had to whittle it down to 25. And then you should have seen me. I was up till yesterday, no bullshit, yesterday, trying to get down to 10 because it was 15 strong. But I was like, what the fuck? I can't get this shit down to 10. So I ended up with 10, and then the rest is in the honorable mentions. And I was like, shit. But for this year, I like to say 2018 for me was crazy because politically crazy. Because the rhetoric just keeps getting amped up and ramped up and ramped up. And it's like this shit, it's like, where the fuck are we going to go in 19? If this was 18 looking like this, what 19 going to look like?
No doubt.
Indeed. And for me, I think the story of the year, and well, at least for me personally, again, was the Blackface Northern Boy. And I do mean the revealing of Blackface and the African-American consumer, as well as Black Hollywood basically shucking and jiving to protect this brother, or this pseudo brother, if you will. That is the story of the year. The changing of facts, I think, was a big one for 18, for me. Generally 18, I think, considering generally 18 amongst the stories that we covered, it was a pretty pedestrian year. But there's big stories. I think another story that's big is, I believe, the fall of Kanye West and how he matters. And like Kurt G said a couple of weeks ago, yeah, he's still got a pretty good social media game, and the Kardashian Corporation is always going to be strong in a lot of areas. But musically, Kanye West did not move the needle. And he usually does.
I honestly don't think he's moved the needle in a long time. I think that people, the consensus would be back on his first two albums. And then you have the new folks, the avant-garde folks that are going to just ride with whatever he does. I think that his social media standing outweighs everything else at this point, no matter what he does. If he makes a hip-hop record, I told you, you yourself would listen to that record if he put it out.
No,
the way
no
that
doubt.
Kanye can do music. But at the same time, there are people that are going to listen to anything. If he puts out a record that just has one key on a piano on a 16-bar thing.
Poopity scoop.
Exactly. When I first heard it, I thought it was a joke. But that shit was real, and people went for it. So I don't think that Kanye fell at all. I think that he just is on another level now, actually. It's outside of music. It's not about music. When I say another level, I don't mean like rising or whatever. I'm just saying on a different level. How about that? Where people are still very, very interested in him and what he does. Whether it's the corporation you talk about or whatever, he's hot and has been, and I don't know if he will not be.
So he just went from being crazy Kanye to being eccentric. Because when you got money, you're not crazy. You're eccentric.
Yeah, but still, it just, again, it provides a pathway for me to see. And again, I love history. But history making before our eyes, where you now have young boys who think there's no way I will ever fall off. Okay. Mm-hmm. But we're seeing that with Kanye. I mean, Kanye was one of those guys where you think, oh man, he's so into the avant-garde. He's so, you know, 808, Yeezus, this new shit, this different shit. Man, nigga, we're seeing before our eyes that he will become irrelevant in a very few short years musically. Now, you're right. Social media wise, or them sandbags that he be putting out, and all that different shit.
Running up to the White House and wilding the fuck out.
Yeah, that type of shit. Right. Man. You know what I mean? So
high heel loafers.
High heel shaggy loafers.
Oh my God. So yes, so no, those are things for me for 18 that were pretty big as far as on a commercial level, on the stories that we discuss on this show. So
you know, something else that was big for me that might not be big for the world or whatever, but I think that the fact that we got together with listeners and folks off the chain and made a 500th commemorative mixtape, that was big, yo. That was awesome.
Yeah, that was a pretty surreal. Actually, for me, that was surreal, you know, because I'm thinking, number one, the amount of talent that's on the chain and the amount of legitimate artists who are on the text chain and who listen to the show is pretty astounding. So I certainly want to shout out to all those folks. But it was kind of surreal for me and shit, only because I guess in a certain type of way, me, Kurt G, you, we're put in a position as like fucking like A&Rs and shit. And niggas is thinking like this is Bad Boy and shit, yo.
Like, are you fucking kidding me? If we like it, that shit must be hot.
Are you fucking kidding me, yo? Y'all niggas really don't know. So, no doubt, before we get into the top 10, we got a couple of things. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest is kind of left over from last week. Last week, I was at the point in the Travis Scott Super Bowl performing situation where I was like, they not going to fuck with Travis. He's number one. You know, he's going to be another, you know, don't touch him. Don't hate, you know, for the Hollywood black elite. But apparently something went wrong because they busted your boy on an old interview. Travis Scott says Mike Ferguson probably deserved the consequences, along with Jay-Z trying to talk him out of performing. I guess I'm kind of asking for a prediction. If he goes ahead and performs, and right now, as of recording time, and he hasn't said he isn't, is that going to be a positive or a negative on his career? Because he may think he's Aubrey, but he ain't. But he might think it right now. He's involved with the Kardashian Corporation. He's got a little bit of armor built up. But I don't know, B. I think performing at the Super Bowl, unless he does something extraordinary, kneeling, coming out in a cap jersey, or bringing cap out himself, unless he does something extraordinary, you know, equal to Black Fist at the 68 Olympics, has his career going to be in trouble, G?
I say no. Only because this generation and this era that we're in right now really doesn't care about things like that. That doesn't matter to them. Only thing they care about is that he is one of their gods, along with Drake. So as long as one of their gods is doing music that they like, fuck it. Whatever he says doesn't matter.
Interesting. I don't know. I don't think I agree with that, B.
That's how I feel about
that's
it.
Like, real, no doubt.
These little kids, they don't care, B. As long as the music that he's making, shit that they like, they don't care.
And King Kale, I'm going to have to second that. You over there by yourself on that one, because...
Indeed.
The fact that somebody had to dig up that Ferguson comment, somebody had to dig it up. If it meant something, nobody would have had to dig it up, because it would have ended his career then. Hmm. People wouldn't have followed him then. People wouldn't have cared about him. They'd have saw him as a solo sellout then.
You got a point there.
He has mega fans. And the few that are trying to make him not perform will be greatly outweighed by the billions of eyeballs that are watching the Super Bowl and will find him interesting and will also want to hear more of his music.
Oh, certainly. And like I said, he's backed up by the Kardashian Corporation. So he probably feels like, you know, I got enough insulation, enough fat around me to withstand any cold winter that may come. So,
well, for you to mention, you know, you can't even put that in the same category as the 68 Olympics and stuff like that, because it's a different time, B. People don't have enough attention span for that kind of stuff.
Oh, indeed. No doubt. And also, as far as that goes, how about Jay's influence? Has Jay's influence whittled down to nothing?
I don't know if it's whittled down to nothing, because he still has influence and he still has an image that people look up to. But people are individuals. And this guy is in a position where, like I said last week, he's in a position where, like Jay was, when Jay was fucking on hot and he was on fire, you couldn't tell that nigga shit. Before he got into that battle with Nas, that nigga was on fucking cloud nine. Yeah, he was the fucking shit, and you couldn't say nothing to this nigga. So this is where this guy's at right now. He's at a point in his life where he is the shit, and you can't tell him a fucking thing. He's going to do whatever the fuck he feels like doing.
Well, Killer asked, what is Jay-Z's influence? I don't know, because I still see money phones on the internet. Still.
Right.
So that influence may be, for some folks, a good thing, but ain't nobody young listening to that or caring about that. Maybe his money. Maybe they look up to his money.
That's what they're looking at. They're looking at this image and the fact that he just got, you said he's damn near a billionaire now.
Oh, he's getting there.
He's getting there. Shit, that's what they're looking at. They're looking at, fuck it, I got an image that I can see that after this rap shit is over with, I could be that. So that's what they got, something to look forward to being.
All
right. But Jay was there early in the game with the whole alcoholic beverages, the gear, the sneakers. I don't think too many rappers are getting those mega multiple deals anymore, are they?
A certain few are.
Well, and even in those deals that they're getting are not nearly as lucrative as the early deals that Jay and maybe 50 and those guys were getting. They're getting their name on shit, and they're probably getting a couple of dollars per every pair sold, but I don't, you know, they're being replaced so fast, you know.
Yeah.
By the new talent that I can't let me say that's a stretch talent.
That's what they call it.
That's what I don't think they call them talent.
Right. So, next topic that I want to get into, really, it has nothing to do with the top 10, but in a way it does. It's not our top 10. It's how the kids see the top 10. I had a discussion with a guy at work, and he was, again, he listens to the show, and he kind of is still at awe of our, as he say, not at us not seeing the young kids at the top of the chart as the same. And I was like, well, there's a lot of reasons for that. But here's one of the reasons. Now, let me read this. It says, No Name, the female rapper No Name becomes the first woman ever with metrics higher, with the highest rated album of the year. And I showed this to my man, and I'm like, see, and this part of the reason that we're, there's a misfire and there's a disconnect. See, young bulls who want to argue is going to come armed with a lot of fucking data and talking about metrics and media feeds and all this nut shit that don't got nothing to do with is the music good or not. Period. You know? And so this young lady, No Name, who we talked about on this show, and yeah, she's a very, you know, she's a decent MC. She's very competent. I mean, it's not really against her. But she, her talent is already being undervalued because the article goes in to talk about her metrics up against others' metrics. What the fuck? What's that got to fucking do with beats and rhymes?
Nothing. Nothing. And that's why dinosaurs like us is always going to be up in arms about shit like this, because it's like, really? That's what it's boiling down to. To a nigga saying that his numbers or his fucking clicks, he got more clicks than the next nigga. That's what it's gotten down to. The nigga with the most clicks is the best.
That's the way it goes, yo. I mean, I told you we keep touching on this. It's like I don't even really want to give that a whole lot of energy because it doesn't matter. That's the way they see it. And the things that they see and love are typically not going to be things that we see in love. So they don't even equate. So if they want to say that them being the best is by numbers, cool. Because end of the day, those numbers are eventually going to be surpassed by somebody else. But you will never be able to surpass a record that Rakim put out, or a record that Public Enemy put out. You will never be able to surpass what that record means and all, what it feels to people. Versus just a song that sounds just like every other song. It's just got played more.
Well, see, what it does is degrade the judging of the art. Okay, hey, look, fine. I don't care if Migos is number one or number 25. Well, we could. I generally like to get in and talk about the merits of the art. You know,
art.
Right? Of the art, the beats, the particular rhyme schemes. You know, all the way down to the production. I mean, again, like I said, now that's dinosaur talk because that's our generation. When we broke down an album, we broke down an album so much. We're like, oh, Pete Rock used this sample and that sample, and then he blended with this, that, and the third. And you'd have a whole fucking conversation about just the way Pete Rock produced before you even got to fucking what CL Smooth was talking about. You know what I'm saying? And then if you were a lyrics guy, you were talking about, you know what I'm saying, Guru's lyrics on this, or Chuck D's lyrics on that. You know what I'm saying? These kids is hitting you with the data from Spotify and Apple Music. And then it's like, yo, really? Are you fucking kidding me? What's the album about? Who is No Name? What, you know, who's on production? She got the Billboard number one metric. I'm like, okay.
Congrats.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, you know, I'm saying, I'm going, okay, yeah, that's fine. And the Eagles have sold, you know, 100 million records. Okay, you know, fine. Michael Jackson and Prince is like that on actual physical sales. Okay, and
right.
You know, so yeah, that's what's up, man. You know.
And what would they do if they add Michael Jackson's streams on with his sales. It would be astronomical.
They first of all, again, any other artist, like that's what I said when you were going down that road the other week about Michael Jackson versus the talent. I was like, we're not having that argument because, again, there's no argument to be had there. Okay.
There's no argument
to be had. There's not even a conversation to be had there. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
Shit.
I almost got caught out there. It was a banana peel waiting on me.
Yo, no doubt. So, yeah, that's what's up, man. So, before we get into the old top 10, so let's get into the top 10, ladies and gentlemen. The big show, Hip Hop Digest style.
Oh, shit. We ready for that?
Yeah, we ready for that.
Yeah, let's do it, man. Let's do it.
All right, so I guess it's my year to go first, isn't it? I don't know. I don't remember.
I know I think Igri went last year because you went. Yeah, actually, I went first. Igri went, you went second, and Igri went last. So you can go first this year if you want.
All right. So I'm going to do the top 10 with the full admission, okay? South of Kurt G, the 40, 50 albums, I didn't have that. I'm going to full admission that I didn't, those albums, I didn't listen to them. You know, I didn't listen to a lot of hip hop. I'm being dead ass. So my top 10, like almost like previous years, is kind of what I listened to. But I think the 18 was the least amount of albums that I listened to.
Well, hold on, B. Before you even do it, let's put the absolute disclaimer out there. Okay.
All right.
We don't give a fuck when nobody thinks about our top 10 because they are our top 10.
Right. Right.
All right. That's it. You ain't got to say nothing else. Give your top 10, sir.
Well, no, I'm just saying, I think that sometimes people might look at the show as like this all-encompassed, fucking think tank shit. And then we, on Bandcamp every week digging up some shit. Now, don't get me wrong. Now, there's a lot of people that I did listen to by proxy, by way of like music shows. Shit, I load the music shows up and just let that shit run random. And I listen to a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? But as far as particular albums, I didn't really get into it like that. But anyway, but without any further ado, this is King Killer's top 10. It's a pretty pedestrian list, but anyway, here it is. At number 10, my slot for Soulful House / Electronic / House Record of the Year at number 10 is Paris Chezvet. The name of the album is called Celestial. It came out in February 2018. That album, as soon as I heard it, I knew it was going to be in the top 10. But she almost made a fatal mistake. There's one record on that album that is an abomination.
Oh.
And I'm going to tip Miss Chezvet, who is a lovely, classically trained producer who is producing the most fantastic Soulful House album that's still at number 10. But anyway, the crucial mistake that she made is that there is a record called Sweetest Pain on there, originally recorded by the great Dexter Wansel on Philadelphia International, owned by Loose Ends when they covered Sweetest Pain. So yeah, so you know what record I'm talking about.
Yes, sir.
So Miss Chezvet does her version of Sweetest Pain. Okay, but she made a fatal mistake. She put a nigga on it.
Ooh. Okay?
You cannot have a nigga singing that record. You just can't.
Yeah, because it's burned in your brain off the Loose Ends how it's supposed to sound.
Right. And the Dexter Wansel the same way. I mean, when you listen to the original and the Loose Ends, you see the congruency. But Miss Chezvet, maybe she was trying to be different. But you cannot. No disrespect to Will Downing, who's doing the singing, but you cannot put a nigga on that record.
So wait a minute, B. I'm gonna have to slow you down for just a second.
Okay.
What? Females can't be niggas. You said you can't put a nigga on it. Because in my book, everybody's a motherfucking nigga.
So when I mean nigga, I mean I'm like, I'm saying it in a sense like KRS-One, that's my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Or like Khaled, when you grew up in the streets, that's my nigga. You know, so you cannot put a male Negro. Maybe I should have said that.
Okay.
Okay. So, anyway, I'm sorry. I got long-winded on that. At number 10, Parrish Says Vet, Celestial, beautiful soulful house album. Now, let's get into it. At number 9, the Rouge Brothers, Negativity. You know what? I could have replaced that with a lot of other shit if I would have listened to other shit. Okay? But I didn't. And this is straight ignorance. I mean, these niggas is 40-ounce drinking ignorance. You know what I mean? You know, there's nothing wrong. Yeah, just straight ignorance.
Based on some alcoholic shit?
Yeah, it's just ignorant.
Not the alcoholics.
That came out. Different ignorance. That came out in July 2018. At number 8, Marlo, L. Orange, and Solomon Brigham. Man, I am so impressed with this young man. Now this right here, that Marlo, whew, man, I'm telling you, I'm impressed with his beats. I'm impressed with it, with his flow. I'm impressed with it, his. I'm thinking to myself, damn, this young boy, does he listen to trap music? Because if he does, he's walking from it. You know, the young guy. So, you know, shout out to Marlo. That's what's up.
That's a group, you know that, right?
L. Orange and Solomon Bingham. I did say that.
He did.
No, but I'm talking about the MC.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm talking about the MC.
All right.
So, anyway, that Marlo is at number 8. At number 7, my only commercial thing up here is Anderson .Paak, Oxnard, November, fourth quarter, stunner. I'm so impressed with this young man's talent. It's incredible. Word to Dr. Dre, even if he don't sell records, please don't put him in the back burner. He's too talented to, you know, fuck if he don't sell, fuck it, I don't care, you still put his records out, you know what I mean? So yeah, Oxnard is incredible.
Like
me.
Money though, B.
Yeah, I know.
You're like, you're a fucking billionaire, who cares, take that out.
Yeah, I know.
Put this shit out, man.
Anderson .Paak is I don't care what they saying about other niggas. Yo, he's probably on a commercial releases. He's got to be probably the most talented guy of his generation, period. I want somebody to argue that. Okay. Then they can all fucking catch speed knots.
Damn. Wow. Not speed knots.
Wow. He back to the knuckles.
Yeah, he is. Catching niggas with speed knots and shit.
Want to fight?
I'll give you an eye jammy. So
where am I at? At number 6. At number 6 is just some more pure ignorance. Conway the Machine, the Black Tape. That could have been easily replaced by Conway the Machine, Everybody is Food, but it's more Conway at number 6. You know, that's my man. That's that Buffalo shit. It's pure drug and killing, and like Farrakhan said, killing. Killing.
What's up, boy? Peter from Denmark. Mm-hmm. You need some tissue, homie? You saying all his type shit, huh?
There's a couple things in there, you know what I'm saying? I think, you know,
Conway just lyrically is just that nigga. He is just that nice. He really is.
Yeah.
He almost doing himself a disservice by just only talking about drugs and all that dumb shit that he be talking about.
Because he's more talented than that. You could see he could easily be on another level in his MCing. But anyway, shout to Conway. He's at my number 6 slot. And number 5, Royce da 5'9", DJ Premier Prime 2, March of 2018. You know, a lot of people are going to talk about that that Royce other solo. For me, the premiere with Royce is just, I'm sorry, that's my shit. And I listened to that an awful lot this year. Didn't move off of it. You know, I just didn't do it.
Man, stop apologizing, man.
Okay. At number 4.
Well.
Say welling out here.
Yeah.
It's like your albums.
Okay. At number 4, Seed and Knots, the Black Seed and Knots, No Way in Hell. That's what a concept album. What an absolute Knots is crazy on the beats. You know, the Black Seed, where had he been? I'm sure he's been in the culture, But that is a wonderful reputation. This was a different time. You know, they would have probably sold upwards of 400,000 copies. You know, that record's that good. At number three, Black Thought, Streams of Thought. I combined them. Somebody could say I'm getting over volumes 1 and 2. June of 18, again in November of 18, Streams of Thought. It just gives you an entire, it lets you know where Thought is. On one hand, you got the whole Ninth Wonder production. On the other hand, it's almost, you know, like live production. It's just, first of all, yo, do not fuck with Thought on any level. You other MCs, if you think that you MCing on a high level and you think that bars, you know, nigga had meth reaching for the paper and other niggas like, who, how does this nigga do it? Well, you know,
special.
Yes. Yes. So at number two is another four quarter stunner. This fucking album is fucking Master Ace and Marco Polo, Brooklyn Story, November 2018. Nigga, put the fucking paper down, nigga. Put the fucking paper down. A lot of veterans on my list. Man, that's when I take a fucking whole pocket full of money and march up on your crew and be like, go in, nigga. What? Man, Master Ace and that Marco Polo shit's incredible.
That's a hell of a combination.
That's fucking sure. Incredible. And let this be a lesson. I'm telling you something that Black Seed and Master Ace and even Thought. Let this be a lesson, okay? Veteran MCs do not have to do trap. Veteran MCs do not have to take shorts. Okay? Nothing. Yo, take this to heart. Okay, a lot of veteran guys think they're gonna do Migos. You know what I'm saying? You know,
it's not necessary.
No, forget about it. You know what I'm saying? No,
no.
Just let this be a lesson to people. So Master Ace Marco Polo landed at the number two spot. That's an incredible record. And at number one, as soon as I heard it, I knew it was going to be stuck at number one. It was almost too real for a lot of people and almost too real for me. It made me wince in a lot of ways the way when I'm listening to his lyrics and the thing he's saying. He really, at number one, Fonte, No News is Good News. Black Men.
Wow.
Okay. This is your health and welfare album. Okay. You want to be real with each other, be real about us, you know, from health, life, death, everything. Fonte, this is your album. All y'all niggas talking about you want real shit. Okay. The streets is not the only real shit. Okay.
No doubt. No doubt.
This shit he talking about on this record is almost, a lot of cats probably can't fuck with it because it might even hit too close to home. And hip hop is at its best when how Fonte's doing it and the way he's hitting you. Nah, son. No, sir. Wow. That is King Killer's number one album of the year, Fonte.
I like that list, sir.
No News is Good News. Oh, thanks, man. It's
a very nice list.
Wow. Okay.
No doubt. So, should I go next, Kurt?
Go ahead, brother.
Because, you know.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, E. Color.
E. Swervin.
The retired Tapper John.
Oh, yeah, not retired, just on sabbatical.
You're on sabbatical.
Until 2019.
Oh.
Oh, you're going to bring in the new year with a tapper?
No comment.
All right, here we go.
Scooby Doo.
Without further. What?
Scooby Doo.
Oh, hey, yeah, with them, Scooby Snacks?
You can't smoke a blunt to this. You got to roll up a joint.
You got to roll up a joint. No doubt. Okay, without further ado, go in, son.
All right, so I'm going to say this off the break. You will not hear Black Thought in my top 10. And people are like,
oh, I am right now. My mouth is like,
what, nigga?
Let me tell you.
Your number one MC is not in your top 10?
because if he wasn't my number one MC, he might be in there. But it would be unfair. Anytime Black Thought puts something out, it would just be unfair for me to not just acknowledge, all right, this is the greatest shit. Okay?
Okay.
Even though I had comments like I wanted better music, blah, 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 there's still no shots, no nothing. Nothing can fuck with Black Thought to me. Nothing.
Okay.
So I said, let me.
Well, you welling now, nigga. Sound like you welling, B.
Welling, he
should have been in your top 10.
Well, if people listen to enough shows, well, they know I ain't got the word. I ain't never got the well about Black Thought.
Well.
So, with that said, this is probably going to surprise the fuck out some people. But there is multi-levels to why this is my number 10 album.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Multi-levels.
Okay.
I'm going to say it. Pusha T, Daytona. Why is that my number 10?
Wow.
Why? Yeah, I want to know why. Yeah.
First of all, because I enjoyed the album. I really enjoyed it. Mm. For Young Boy, if I'm listening to Young Boys, yo, I was listening to Pusha T and what he presented.
Okay.
But on another level, what made me listen to it even more was because of what it created. That album created a whole life. It almost did deplete someone. You know what I'm saying? So I'm giving that record, that album, homage for what it created, what it did.
It created BFD.
In rap and hip hop.
No doubt.
It created BFD.
No doubt. No doubt. That rap bastard was on a razor's edge because of that album, and I appreciate it.
So that alone, you know, just again, the whole mystique of that album, what it created, what it did. All right. Number 9. Another one of my always going to be top 10s unless he just totally falls off, which I can't see. Royce da 5'9", Book of Ryan. Talk about songs that are personal and meaningful. Outside of the drug game and outside of getting females and money and all that, Royce always puts solid albums out there, and the dude can rhyme his ass off. I did not like Caterpillar, so I erased Caterpillar from the album, which may not be fair, but I did it because I didn't like that record. But the rest, Cocaine, all that, I enjoyed it.
Nah, storytelling. I feel you. I feel the same way. Like that one shit on Prime. But everything else was
May be one,
know, but all right, that's right.
That ain't on the album.
Not for you.
No, it ain't on my album. So then I heard King Killer say Marlo. I was like, oh snap, because that Marlo album, yo. I wrote down 3 words: dope, rhymer, good beats.
Mm-hmm.
Just listen to that joint, you just get all of that, the embodiment of hip-hop. These albums that you're gonna hear in this next big block here just embody the kind of hip-hop that I love, right?
Wow.
Which is why these albums are my top 10. So Marlo. Number 7, Damu the Fudge Punk and Flex Matthews, Dreams and Vibrations.
Okay.
Another joint, you just listen to that whole joint, you get the beautiful samples, the messages, and you know, I always love when I hear cutting and scratching. I love it. I love it because you don't hear that in
you do not scratching rap,
right?
Yeah, I know. There is no such thing.
Not in rap.
Not in rap.
But when I hear that cutting and scratching, that's always going to be a bonus for me. All right, that was number 7. Number 6, Love Jones and Visualize the Poet. Another level up. It was just the head nod factor in that album. Again, straight through. I didn't have to skip anything. I'm just going through. Just to get the feeling of hip hop and what it means to me, how I came up, and what the beats and the music and the lyrics, stories. All right, number 5, Anwan and Phonics, The Actual Proof.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Oh shit. Now you're coming down my block. On my block.
No, again, the soulfulness of that album, it just grabs me, yo. Again, because where we came up, the music, loving our father's music, but also having our own, and that blend. What do you call it, King Killer? Amalgamation.
Hey man, I'm listening to your list, and I'm like, all this shit I've missed. I'll be listening to your list.
and another all time favorite, one of my top threes, Sky Zoo makes an appearance on there. I made me want more of his work. You know what I'm saying? All right, and then let's see, number four. It's a little low for your taste, I know it. But number four, Master Ace Polo, Brooklyn Story.
Oh,
goes on. This man makes... right now, I'm going to have to say he makes the best concept albums. The best... His albums are like a movie, yo.
I get you that.
It goes from song to story, song, story, song, story. Just right on through a... Like when back in my video producing days, I told people, I see the music, right? He makes it very easy to see these stories. All right, let's see, where am I? Three. This one came to me a little later, but it just knocked me out, yo. It's Recognize Ali, Islam, as I Self, Lord and Master.
Uh-oh.
Again. Go on Kurt G's block.
now you down the street from me, my nigga.
Bro, I'm trying to be around the whole hood, B.
You're down the street from me now.
Yeah, just the lyrical dexterity of this man was putting on them records, yo. It just got me. And good beats, of course. Number two. And this album came out early. Planet Asia. Mansa Musa.
Wow, Planet Asia.
Yes. You know what? He has been slept on in my mind for a long time.
Oh, yes.
I'd agree with that.
Long time, yo. And when this album came out, I said to myself, I'm going to sit with this and marinate. You know what I'm saying? And again, what's happened is it just got played over and over and over and over. And I became an even bigger fan. And then to everybody's surprise, maybe not, Apollo Brown did some work this year.
Oh, yes, he did.
Apollo Brown did some work. And you know my list.
Yes, he did.
Apollo Brown is going to produce something.
He produced a few this year.
Exactly. So there's an MC that he did an album with that, again, to me, probably a lot of people might not know him, might not like him or whatever. But I have liked this dude since he was a battle rap dude. And his name is Locksmith. So the album, Apollo Brown and Locksmith, no question. That, again, to me, like you said,
that's
about,
your number one?
That's my number one, B.
Wow.
That Locksmith joint is not bad.
The most.
I can't wait to hear your list.
Oh, my shit's going to be surprising this year.
Wow. So, the like you said, real life. He's rhyming about real life stuff when it comes on, talking to himself as a young man. It's just dope, yo. This is a dope album, and I'm happy with my list, all 10. And I don't know if you gave a couple honorable mentions, but I'm going to give an honorable mention to Sean Carlo, The Ambassador Bridge. Pure organic hip-hop right there, yo. Organic hip-hop. You ain't going to hear no kind of snakes and nuts shit on there, all right? Serge Sever, The MC. Again, dope rhymes. Good music. And last, Chima, I don't know how to say his last name, Kurt, but you know, I went through every record on our list that you put out there every week. I went through them all. I don't, if I'm getting saying it wrong, I'm pulling a King Killer. I don't be reading. Chima, Anya, and Sloan, People Forget.
Oh, Chima,
great,
yeah.
Album worthy of a listen. So, and the Hip Hop Digest 500th mixtape. That's my list.
All right.
Wow,
my nigga.
Oh, here we are.
That's impressive.
Thank you very much.
Here we are, the world famous Kurt G's top 10 albums of the year.
All right. My list this year. All right. At number 10, I'm just going to go right in. Fuck it.
All right.
No prerequisites. None of that. Right in. All right, this year we got number 10, Paul's One and Robin the Landlord, Sell Me a Dream, Flowstalgia. That's that boom bap.
I did listen to that too.
You know how I like that boom bap.
Yes, sir.
That's that real boom bap. That's what that is. And if you love the boom bap, you're going to like that. That's for sure.
Okay.
All right. And number 9, now see, this is a young boy right here that can flow. He's
young
got
boy.
Nice young boy, and I can see him. I'm gonna go ahead and put the the disclaimer out there. I can see him. I can see him flipping the trap because he already talks that language.
Oh,
so I can see him flipping over. But on this album here, Gaines Tuxedo Dreams, that's the flavor. That's real flavor right there. You need to check that.
Mm. Killer, let me get the keys real quick because this nigga said I ain't gonna do no welling and prerequisites. Now you welling.
No, there ain't no welling. I'm telling you, I can see this nigga flipping on this album. I'm giving him his props. I'm giving him props for doing this. He's getting props for this album. Next year, he might be on a feature with the Migos. But right,
be on your list.
Hell no,
maybe he will be on your list.
I might listen to it. I might listen to it, but I ain't going damn. I put him on my list. But yeah, he's definitely nice. Nice young boy. And at number 8, Fonte, No News Is Good News.
Whoa.
Yes, Fonte made the list. Of course he had to make the list because he on that grown man shit.
Yes, he is.
He's on that real shit, real grown man. And this is, musically, it's just sick. It's sick. I don't even know who produced all the beats on that shit. But shit, it's sick. And Fonte is definitely one of the best lyricists. And to me, when it comes to that singing, rhyming shit, I think Fonte is probably the best at doing it. I don't think there's anybody else.
What's giving him a run right now, though?
Who?
Who?
Thought.
Mike Thought. Oh, come on. Come on.
I don't know about that, B. Nah. I gotta
listen to that record again. But
Thought's all right. Okay. Thought's all right. I ain't gonna say Thought's
well,
whack.
But he is the combo. Now, the Thought on a strictly on a Mike Terra.
Yeah, he'll kill Fonte all day on the mic.
Yes, yeah, but okay. when
we talk about singing.
Yeah, that combo shit. Yeah.
Just straight singing, Fonte got Thought.
Yeah, all day.
Okay. You got him all day, but when a combination, for a combination of the two, nah, there's nobody better than him right now. And then at number 7, I had to put my man Funky DL in there.
I should have known that.
Shout out to London. Funky DL, Black Current Jazz 3.
I tell you what, man, I listen to that. That's a hell of a record, man. I did listen to that. That's a hell of a record.
And he's a hell of a underrated producer. I'm thinking, like, why niggas ain't fucking with Funky DL on the beats? I don't understand
What's wrong with these fucking veteran rappers, nigga? Fucking struggling and you can't call a guy like him? Can you imagine if Meth called this nigga?
Ooh. Mike Will made it.
I hope not. even though I did get bit on the ankle when I listened to that album, though. Damn.
Well.
All right. At number 6, what is at Crisis and Elzai R. Jericho Jackson. That's Crisis and Elzai R. Jericho Jackson.
Wow.
This is an album that's been forgotten about.
It came out
early in the year.
Yep.
This joint here, Crisis on the beats, Elzai on the mic. Come on, son. You can't go wrong with no shit like that, my nigga.
I'm going to be dead ass, yo. I didn't like it, yo.
What?
I didn't like it like that, yo.
What?
I listened to that record.
Elzai's a lyricist of a lyricist, my nigga.
Elzai is spectacular. I'm going to say that. Crisis just didn't do it for me.
Those Crisis beats wasn't hot enough for you.
Nah, it just didn't do it for me, yo. I'm being dead ass.
Wow.
I liked it, but it just slipped through the cracks.
At number 5, I got Ill Conscience, The Prerequisite. That's why I said that earlier. Ill Conscience, The Prerequisite. This, my nigga, is crazy because it gives me a Harlem nostalgia vibe to it. Mm. And I'm going to tell you why it does give me that.
Harlem as in like Children of the Corn, Big L, Harlem?
Wow, my nigga, you must be psychic.
Because I never heard the album. When you said Harlem, I'm thinking, is it?
Yes, because Ill Conscience is for Baltimore. Shout out to Baltimore. This nigga, his voice, and when he gets into that flow, he sounds exactly like Big L.
Wow.
You be thinking you're listening to Big L at times. Just by listening to this nigga flow.
Oh, I'm listening to the album. I'm putting it on my device.
I'm like, is that Big L? I mean, at points in time, I'm listening to him and I'm like, damn, Big L is all in this nigga.
Wow.
It's crazy, yo.
Could that be a curse though?
It could be.
Okay.
It could be. I won't say it's not.
About those sound alikes.
Yeah, I know. But it just feels good to me when I hear him. I'm like, oh my goodness, yo, this nigga is that nice.
Wow.
And at number four, another UK group, Brothers of the Stone, Return to Stony Island. Brothers of the Stone, Return to Stony Island. This is a fourth quarter banger. Actually, it came out a couple weeks ago. This shit here just automatically, as soon as I heard it, I'm like, stop, top to bottom, my nigga. Top Damn. To bottom.
Mm.
Straight up boom bap. Just boom bap. They produce all their own shit.
Mm.
And they got M.O.P. on there, Mr. Daddy M.O.P.
Mm.
The joint with M.O.P. is crazy.
To the bloody break of dawn.
Yes. Mm. Brothers of the Stone is just pure hip-hop. That's shit. Just real official hip-hop. Cut and scratch and everything. This is official.
Oh, really? I'm in.
This is official, my nigga. This is real deal. Real official shit. And at number three, I got the Doppelgangers. Ah, that's the Doppelgangers. Ah, only because I just love the Doppelgangers like that. I've been fucking with them for quite a time. Quite
yeah,
some
you
time.
Stay having them on the albums of the week.
Yeah,
no doubt.
They produce a lot of instrumental joints, so they be in background joints too. Doppelgangers is just those two right there. New York representatives. They just nice, and they on some weirdo shit at times with their flow, but they nice with it, and the beats is just. They almost M.O.P., not M.O.P., but Mobb Deep Light.
Oh.
Light, because their beats, the way their beats are, and they rhyme flow, shit. It gives me that.
That's a compliment there.
Hell yeah. And then at number two, I had to get my grown man on, straight grown man vibe. It's that Coolie High, Never Come Down. It's Coolie High, Never Come Down. Now, see, this is where I think, to me, this is where Outkast should have went. With that southern vibe, that real southern vibe, with the produced with the instrumentals and the real rhyming, this is flavor right here. The Coolie High Never Come Down.
Should have stayed with Food and Beverage. Damn.
Yes, sir. Then they got my girl Rhapsody on there. And at number one, Torre and Praise.
Fuck.
All praises due. Torre and Praise. All praises due. Made number one because
God damn it. And it deserves it.
As soon as I heard this shit, I was like, it was on repeat in the whip. I just kept on playing it and playing it. Top no skippers on there, B. No skippers.
Ooh. Yeah,
skippers, B.
Yeah. And you know, I'm looking at my list and I'm thinking, see, that slipped through the cracks. Cause I listen to that record a lot too, but God damn.
What did
Damn
I say
it.
At the beginning of the show? So much music.
So many joints came out this year, B.
Yeah, yeah. And Torre is
Torre
really
is
one
really
of my
official.
Favorite MCs. Yes,
official
he is.
MC. Official fucking
man,
MC.
Man, he's one of my favorites.
And Praise is so nice on the beats.
Yeah, that album is official, yes.
No, so I can give him a pass for that shit he be playing on the satellite radio, huh?
Hey, you know what?
He's doing his job.
That's his job.
That's his job.
Yeah.
As long as he's making records like he's making.
Right.
We are.
Now you may have a problem if you see Torre and Offset on some bullshit.
Yeah, now you got an issue.
Now you got a big issue. So
it's gonna be a problem.
But I got quite a few honorable mentions. Like I said, my list was I had a whole bunch of shit. So honorable mentions are G Dub's Armory of Thought. That's G Dub's Armory of Thought. And then I'm not even gonna talk about these albums because it's just ridiculous. A1 and Phonics, you had that one, Actual Proof. A1 and Phonics, the Actual Proof. Then I had a different Planet Asia joint. The Golden Buddha, Planet Asia.
Oh, yeah.
Sheesh. Planet Asia just be talking that shit that I like. So that's why I fuck with Planet Asia. And then we got Blue and Knots, God and Spirit, Titans and Flesh. That Blue and Knots on beats is just stupid.
Yes, sir.
He's just stupid on beats.
Yes, sir.
And then I got Mike Bletz, Audio Box. Mike Bletz, Audio Box. That was another stupid album. That was just boom box, boom bap joint. Actually, this one here, I had him in the top 10. Evidence, Whether or Not. But Evidence, all of his joints start to sound the same only because his flow never changes. And almost the tempo of his tracks never change. His tempo of his tracks and his flow stays the same throughout. I mean, that's not a bad thing. But it's like, okay, it's almost every album, its whole shit sounds exactly
That's
the same.
That's real.
It's not a knock. It's just, he couldn't make the top 10.
Right.
It's still flavor, though. And then we got, not number, but Rashid Chappelle, First Brick. I had to put
I had to put our man on the air.
Rashid Chappelle first brick. Rashid just rhymes his ass off. He's just nice. He's nice with it. And then we got the Duzz Brothers in the loop and Duzz Brothers in the loop. And that's it on my honorable mentions. I could have added about 15 more to the honorable mentions.
The only,
but it was just stupid.
Wow, that's crazy. I only had one honorable mention. And to be honest with you, the honorable mentions, it really would have came down to two. But this one, literally, Kurt G's number one, Touré and Praise, All Praises Due, and AG, The Taste of Ambrosia.
That was...
Yo, let me tell you something.
I had that at number eight for a long time. And then he just rolled out of there.
AG has never in his entire life done a good solo album until that right there. So those are my only two honorable mentions right there. And I apologize for the disrespect that Touré. It's a pretty good record.
The only caveat we can mention is that, again, so much music came out this year. So crazy. Much good music. That you couldn't. We have to have a list of 20, and still would have people that we should have on there left out.
I know that's real. That's real.
It was a great year for hip hop. What was the last great year for hip hop we had like this with albums? Like so much good music came out.
Well,
you
know what? I believe that these years, and we've been doing this show for a long time, but I think when we do our top 10, because of where we draw from, go to any Dick Ride publication. Any fucking Dick Ride publication, you're lucky if they got one of any of our three list. The only person you may have, maybe Fonte, maybe Thought, and that's probably it.
They might begrudgingly put Pusha T on there. Begrudgingly,
you're right. Everything else is a bunch of fucking same ass trap, same weirdo, same, I don't know, this sucking in record executive type playlist. I don't know.
I think our top tens bring out the who's, the owl, bring out the owls. Who? Who?
Yeah, right.
Listen to it though. You'll understand why they're on our list.
Yeah.
And not some of that, well, there'll never be that trap shit on here, but.
Oh, never.
I'm good with my list.
Yo, it was a great list, yo. And then a lot of stuff on the list. I see that my early 2019 is going to be spent listening to a lot of those things. I'm very interested in a couple of things on both y'all lists. So.
I know you're going to give that ill conscience a listen.
Oh, man, B, I'm very interested. So that's what's up, yo. So no doubt. So there it is, the big show, ladies and gentlemen. As we approach 2019, yo, 18 has been a blessing. You know, I'm gonna say, you know, that I love my brothers on this show very much, and I look forward to 19, and we're gonna give them hell. I'll tell you that right now.
Start off the year right.
You know, and again, today we recorded it is different than release day, but today is release day is January 31st, last day of the year. And as we December, always do,
December.
Right.
You said January.
What did I say? I haven't even drank anything. It's too early in the day. But anyway, you are correct. as of people are listening to this, I will be drinking. But anyway, let's give something that we look forward to for 2019.
Well, wow, that's kind of difficult for me because, you know, I'm going to take a line from Run DMC. I pray and pray for certain downfalls.
Oh,
not that it's going to happen. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Wow,
I'm,
not. That's not a wish that you wish on.
Nah, B. We don't wish nobody's downfall, B. Nah.
I'm sorry, man. I just...
Yeah, we going to rewind you for that.
Not a personal downfall. So
yeah,
you can wish for the downfall of commercial rap.
Okay,
the whole shit.
Well, that's what I mean. Yeah. I mean, that's
the whole
what I mean.
Shit to fall
or maybe
off the
I
map.
Should say not. No, it's no. It's not personal, Sonny.
Okay,
it's not personal, Sonny. It's just strictly business. For certain styles of rap to fall, not personal. So yes, that is true. No, it's not personal. So.
Yeah. For me, I am looking forward to more collaboration between old and young. I want to see more of the Dave East and who is
Ghost.
Yes, I need to see more of that because it was good. It was good to see that as a good start. Hopefully that has lit a fire and people can get together and make good music instead of being so apart on old and young.
And for me, I'm hoping that we can continue where we left off at in 18. Just continue with the good hip-hop music, because unlike King Killer, I'm not hoping for the downfall. I see it already happening, because with the way they're going, the way they're marketing, and the way they're stretching this shit, they're going to run it in the ground anyway. So that ship's already sinking. I look at that commercial shit as being the Titanic. Commercial rap is already sinking. It's just real slow.
It's a
slow leak, and that's the worst type of leak. Their asses is going. So they're already going to be out of there, and it's going to be back to where we wanted at here in the underground, back to the organic, back to the real shit. So I just hope to continue doing what we're doing.
That's what's up, yo. I didn't mean to be like a negative Nelly, yo.
Nah, we fixed it, B. Nah,
that's all right, yo. But I could. But
well, we didn't fix it. We made it clear what you were talking about.
What you was trying to say. Well, what he was trying to say is.
Nah, although, you know, unfortunately, I am the heavy on the show as it is. So it's unfortunate because I'm really not like that. People just don't, you know.
Well,
really a big old teddy bear.
Yeah, real life. We know you're not that. Real life, I'm the heavy.
Yeah, yes. Ain't that the truth?
Yes. Real people life, better know it.
If we're talking real life, I am the heavy. On the show, I'm the balance, but in real life, I am the heavy nigga. You are the you are the teddy bear, and you are the balance. E Green, is the balance in real life.
Real life. Oh man.
So that's what's good. So there it is, ladies and gentlemen, Hip Hop Digest. So 19. We're gonna do it again.
Let's
do
it.
New Year.
Happy New Year.
Peace.
One.
Pumping with a cold blood for years, there's been no love. House been raided because they sold blood. Bundle up the earth to torture. 90% of it's been a portrait. A cop drew ironic, they draw the Glock too. It's like a bench press, anytime they spot you. Feeling like the weight is never lifted. Have you ever been outside a courtroom where your name is listed? Observing charges way deeper than yours. If you did, then you got a story to tell, unless you kept it on a hush. You try to forget it, but when you get the flashbacks, when the crime is committed, it got you saying, what the fuck did I do? Those who rugged out there, you got some niggas just as rugged as you, who do it alone, or might just roll with company too. Believe me when I say they truly exist. If death was female the last week, she almost blew me a kiss. Then got it up, rather than a neck of time. Lately I've been feeling slow. There's a flaw in my reflex. I got five on the bar court. Shadow we next. A fight broke out a couple minutes after we left. Empty out my pocket right before enter. Heard a beat cause my belt buckle tripped the sensor. I came to pay a visit out of respect because I'm still around. What happened then ain't no different from how I'm living now.
Yeah, so what's the basis? Quantify my life in phases. Devil trying to find a way to cage it. The ways combining races. Ways of nature replaced with the ways of men. Statements of paper thin. Cops pass away in. Swear related, had to laugh with them. They're just as bad as us with a badge of gun. Out the men, tough for crunches. Out for bunches, or hundreds. Honeys want me for their husband. On edge, set the jump. Minus the bungee. Mind running from me. To the funds, like, get the money. Coming up, no cares, was one of them. The father's son and him, so my brother kept me under him. snake exposed like summer skin. Burn when in the open, learn composure to earn my own, like how a man's supposed to turn heads like the omen. Creeping through the deepest reaches of thought, cause FC the season for sure. Love received from people overseas. We see your support, but true and deep, but still we're reaching for more. An incomplete legacy, laying head of weed, future course is sure. Morals to seek illegal remedies in court proceedings, crime reports, and sordid dealings. My time is short. Felt the source of my dreaming. Woke the siren screaming. I saw I was black and I would pass with nothing. It's the hat. Bugging.
Bugging shit. Bugging shit. Bugging shit. Bugging shit.
Y'all need to realize. Recognize and listen. Yo, it's what it is. You see this. You see this. Full circle. 360.
Spinning the languages. I rock from the block to the Panamanians and to the Canadians. I be in a spot with Scandinavians. Blazing it daily, they play this Haiti. The Anchorage, aim to 380. Eliminate the pace in your atrium. Marvelous as a coffin. It's from a body that's carbon, it's targeted. My squadron is throwing darts at your cardigans. From a city of pharmacists, drugs, killings, and carcasses. This equivalent to the marketed crops of the harvested. The arms extended like the Macarena. Highly favored the black man of Asia, Japan, and Malaysia. On an everyday basis, trapped at the plantation. I'm international traveling till I'm avid in translation. We don't feel you like paraplegics. The black Jesus, mad strategic. It's like the genius of Brad Stevens. A politic with the pack leaders and gas squeezes. Abstract speaking, you whack, thinking your track need this. Yo, I'm looking through the eyes of a transplant. Hit the ground, thunder pound, that's a rack scram. Go, go, it's a sound, it's a war chant. Hustle to survive with no fucking finance. Poverty line, too many bite signs. Racial divide, Chocolate City ain't mine. Sign of the times, diversify my crime. Diversify my rhymes, but they rob you fucking blind, yo. Food deserts, increased police presence. Ghetto Kevin, it's Channel 5 at 11. Ray for Lemon, aristocrat, smoking crack. Capital Kill, that's where they stab you in the back. Brunch with delegates, the tension's so delicate. Divine, see where the gods build intelligent. Federal Bureau, yo, that's up intelligence. Just a bunch of devils trying to hide the evidence. Panhandlers, white girls with cameras. How our homecoming, bucket drumming for the glamorous. Yo, I'm in the city of the scandalous. Close your eyes, unwind, we got the cannabis.
Experience to the next. That's why we call the song Passing Through.
The mind tricks the body, body thinks the mind's crazy. Designing swift odysseys from the poverty of the 80s. Just a nut job, fucking slob work to get paid. In my trade, it's drywall sauce and circular blades. Personally plagued by nervousness that turns into rage. You work for personal gain while I work through personal things. I write best when I'm manic, a panic. Look where I landed with the candor of a vandal and lyrics of panoramic.
pandemic. I'm stranded upon a planet full of nothing but damage. God damn it, giving my all, I don't expect nothing handed. This is punk rock, hip hop, I write like Rollins. Fugazi in my body, so I'm probably a problem. Rodney Mullen with the rhyme, I'm not soling all the time. Slap nerves, rap words, always pummeling my mind. On the come up like a vine, by the summer I'll be fine. Every shrink's wet dream means something you rewind.
I've advanced beyond your flows eons ago.
Kung Fu Hustle.
Make a clap to this.
I've advanced beyond your flows eons ago.
Yes,
no gods and no masters.
Nah.
Just rhymes from this old bastard defining a closed chapter. When my mind was cold inside, my soul had no laughter. Plans of checking out and where I go after was no factor. Was rebuilt, made strong like Steve Austin. To keep killing these songs, my steez awesome. Look, never back down, I'm using my fists. My bloody roots are Sepultura, we refuse to resist. That's why I get in the booth and start losing my shit. I'm ruthless with this, abusing dudes who's loose with their lips. Linked up with the homie Rude, man, we're true to this gift. The music is sick, plus I think I'm due for a quick. Draw till we fall, balls to the wall. I'm back in focus, but I guess it's all who really keeps the ratchet closest. Yeah. See, these little motherfuckers wanna act ferocious till I put them underground with the rats and roaches. Yeah,
I'm
motherfuckers.
Boy, I'm
I've advanced beyond your flows eons ago.
Kung Fu Hustle.
I've advanced beyond your flows eons ago.
Yeah, the fact I'm breathing is enough to scare a demon. I'm a seeming normal human being, but I'm trapped inside a fiend. I need another beginning, I'm ending with nothing to start. My heart's got plenty of room for another scar. See, I'm used to the bullshit, that Cadillac music. That I don't give a fuck, my dad's a dick-ass music. The fact I spit crack like that dope-ass music is the same reason that needle took the life off music. It's that poison heroin. Only shit you've been fed on is trap beats and syrup. I'm the Bone Thugs and Cameron. You're a soldier boy in Wayne song. I'm the truth behind the serum. I'm the poison in the venom. Yeah, I'm real as fuck. Even my hologram can jump out and fuck your ass up. All you young thugs steadily get stuck in your butt. But I'm the voice of the underground still trying to come up. So
I've advanced beyond your flows eons ago.
Kung Fu Hustle.
Make a clap to this.
I've advanced beyond your flows eons ago.
Life is a bitch, and sometimes she sucks.
God, but he don't pray to me. You ain't the man, but you could be. All you gotta do is say I should be. Look where it took me. Rappers focus on pussy. Used to sling cookies, now they just book me. School of hard knocks, you played hooky. And they told me, play it low key. Till I gotta let them know, now he know me. See Empire State, Bronx is a planet. Forest, Patterson, seeds that were planted. Thanks for the blessing, thank you for the lesson. Take two for the verses, for Heavy D. Delete the curses. And life is only empty when you don't know your purpose. And our purpose is to fly. You can see it in my eye. No limit in the sky. I'm alive.
I'm sharp.
That's so alive.
Bad. So I'm still. Please be done. Good luck.
Are you fucking with the truth? Come and try.
Young lady, never heard it like this before. Got Duke, Earls, and Fly Girls, Lieutenants, Captains, and Admirals. Trying to figure out a way to take on the tone. Ain't no stage, just can't do it alone. I think I walk, talk kind of something. Try to knock me off just to take a step off. That's okay, I'm gonna settle the score. And with the hook, my crew got back before. Might see what you came to do. What you came to do?
I came to shout, turn out, and party to me. Hey,
what you came to do? I came to party, don't stop, and party with you. For the drone, what you came to do? Came to shout, turn out, and party to.
make the rest west and head to west.
We're the family disco, every damn hot ball.
We're known throughout the world as the family four. We're cool,
cool.
Every bird's a tile, and when we rock on the mic, gonna let it smile. We're the family four,
and just like a ball.
We're ready to rock at any night long. We can rock to a beaver in the nationality. Have to do it with finesse and authority.
Just give us a mic and the fuck you want to be. Make it get up on the floor, make it do it free.
Because we're the group that we're meant to be. The baddest MCs of the century.
But there's gonna come a day when the guy say, turn it on, put away the MC play. Get with the books like every girl's that can look for me. A job, try to work real hard. Be a one Roman lover, cause all the other. Promise myself there not be another. But all the fly girls, you can still get some. Cause I'm sticking it down with love. But what you can do for your favorite, try to still remember. I was born on the 16th, then September 3rd. Though you rock the house and Mike C, my mellow. What it look like when you're on the mic? I'm the king of the crowd, on the top of the town. And all the young ladies fight when I'm taking down. Cause when I'm on the microphone, I see I'm rocking so good. I'm glad to be here in the neighborhood. You just take your time and you will see. There's no one better on land to see. Except KC, if I can beat y'all, KC, it's on you. So just show the people what you wanna do.
Yes, yes, y'all, you don't stop, keep on, keep on.
I'ma sing my song, rocking on the mic with the band on the floor. Make me feel real proud and a whole lot more. I'm trying to make it known in a hell of a way that the KC is feeling this way. You're climbing down the fall. I'm trying to make yourself something when you're nothing at all. I saw you taking one way on a two-way street. I'm at the road to Texas at the end of the beat. Rapping on the mic until the very end. I'm trying to push my way through thick and thin. Well, I won't give up. I'm gonna play my luck. Can't get enough of that MC stuff. I'll be dead. I might not know what it looks like when you're on the mic.
To the beat, y'all, and you double stop. Keep on to break the dawn. When we first started, that we had the obligation to be the best crew in the nation. I'm a number one, and that's no one. Could be goodbye on time from 10 and 2. Say we are the king when it comes to the mic. I'll be goodbye. You a beat that makes you feel alright. You rock through the door, just for quality. So when you rock, you can fall. You get a guarantee with a family four. And remember rocking on. The beat don't stop till the hour's done. A family four MC rock. This is me. Cause it's stopped at the door. To make your money. To hit the best cut. To hit the best rhyme. It doesn't cut the floor and have a good time. The family four, we're gonna turn it out. For all the fly girls that's in the house. You why?
It got wars,
whores,
and case galore.
It got little old lady born a 1904. It got crook stealing and it go in the jail.
It got 14-year-old kids who can't get there.
It got 10-year-old kids who be having guns.
Just sitting everybody and thinking it's fun.
And I hope that nobody wanna give us something. Cause the family fall, we don't want none. And don't play with guns,
don't need no harm. Don't need for a stink lady knocking at my door. And even though my mama won't let him in.
To say stuff like that, we don't wanna begin. And make your family look bad,
make your mama sad.
You get an old fashioned whipping from your dad.
You think the man is wrong, but the man is right.
Say stuff like that makes you very uptight. Start arguing with your sister, fighting with your brother.
Try to take mother death from the gate. But then you tell your father that you're gonna leave home.
Cause they don't let you rap on the telephone.
So you're out on the street and trying to push through.
When you're out of product, you slip some coke.
Then you buy some cheese, or add some dust.
And then you go on home, cause you're hitting about the bun.
You start screaming and you're dreaming and you're getting enough.
And then you take away your family's life.
But when the cops all come, you think it's not you.
Oh, yes, the cops, they take your life to that dope. Coke, plus the cheaper. You tell the cop, but he didn't believe it anyway. And now you're dead today. No more riding with me day in a Jesse O.J.
No more riding with my cheese in a Jesse O.J. No more a KC in a Jesse O.J.
No more a Tony Tone in a Jesse O.J. Cause we won't pay the way. Check it out.
No, it's not.
pockets and you find no money. Stop putting it on the empty front. And then you say to yourself that you wish you had a car, but that's alright, at least you had some fun. But just remember I'm the family, because number one, can't see, it's on you. So just take it, tell me, show what you wanna do. Can't see, just stop, we are the best MC in history. We're up, we're down, in your town. I guess we're about ready, so street around. I told you, tone, on the left, my team, the right. You can't see the DJ, you know what I'm saying. The boy is Tony Tone, my member. What it look like when you're on the mic?
Ding, ding, bop, 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 ding. And a hip-hop, you don't stop. Cause I was strolling along and see the daddy on good. Standing on a door without a finger to work. So I made up my mind and I broke it slow. He said, hey, young lady, do you get around the place? So we started to talk. And then I acted her name. Said, call it what you want, cause we're all the same. So we talked number one. Same life forever. Do you talk? I got the number better. You're my type of girl. Just what I like. You got style, roll a file, and you got a sack. And just before all the conversation was due, I told her, leave him out the game, but I guess too. He said, hey, turn it on now, what do you mean? So the act of the day, you're a queen, so let's cut the rules and up a biology. You call her Anthony, cause that's naturally. We're gonna party you, people in studio. Show you what you got, because you're a man, yo. Tony Tone,
Cold Crusher, Mike C, y'all.
He's a lover, BJ,
Cold Crusher,
KC.
He's a lover,
Kenny G,
Cold Crusher,
Kamski,
y'all.
He's a lover, Family 4,
Cold Crusher,
Kenny G.
With a lover,
hat and fiddle,
Cold Crusher.